Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Stand By Your Band. I'm Tom Takar, the Wolf of Dog Street, joined as always by the Prince of Snarkness himself, Tommy McNamara. How are you, Tommy?
Well, Tom, the boys are back in town.
They're back in town. We have a great guest here that we unfortunately only have a little bit of time with because my dumbass computer crashed, and this podcast fucking sucks. I'm pissed off.
I'm so mad that having this
fucking tech shit. We need a studio. We need a whole thing. I'm doing this all on my goddamn computer, and it sucks. Anyways, get on the Patreon. It's $3 a goddamn month. But more importantly, go see our boy Casey James Salingo, who's here today. If you live in Chicago, he'll be there. What are the dates again, Casey?
I'll be at the Lincoln Lodge tomorrow, Thursday, the 22nd at 7 p.m. and then Friday, the 23rd at
Michael
9
Jordan.
p.m. Come on, pop on in. It's gonna be a good ass time. Buy some tickets.
Get some tickets.
My lovely wife, Courtney McGinnis, will be there with me Friday.
Hilarious.
One of the best. What a treat.
Hilarious group. Hilarious couple. What? Power couple.
Power. Pure power.
Power.
Raw
bottom.
Power. Oh. That thing got a hammy.
Y'all got any Grey Poupon? Name a commercial, Tommy.
Come on.
Zoom, zoom.
That's good. So we did lose about 20 minutes of recording. So
great riff.
It was the best stuff we've ever done.
It was really next level shit. And it's pretty fucked up that we lost it.
We redefined riffing.
It was really something.
Forget everything you know about podcasting and now remember it.
We got Adnan Syed back in jail with what we said. That's how good our podcast was.
He did it. I think Adnan might be behind this whole thing. I think that's what he was doing at Best Buy. It was fucking up my computer. Now we're hot. Now I'm happy again.
I had a guy named I was working at a Mexican restaurant, and this guy, I needed the guy's name for his order, and he just said, just write down star. I'm like, star? What?
He goes, yeah.
And then he ordered an alcoholic beverage, so I had to see his ID, and his name was Adnan Syed.
Are you serious?
And I was like, oh, I see why.
Just a coincidence.
Just
wow.
A coincidence. Like, oh, I see why you just got a star. You could have picked something else.
Yeah.
Or it was, what was the name of the lady who did that podcast?
Sarah Koenig.
Sarah Koenig. Yeah. She borrowed his ID to get booze. She's underage. That's insane. I feel weird with, Tom Brady is a name my ID, but... that's Adnan Syed might be worse.
That's a tough one. I'm sorry
about
it.
But hey, let's get into the music that we're here to talk about today because we don't have a ton of time. We're talking Thin Lizzy, baby.
Woo!
And I want to get ahead of this. I don't like the pressure that we put on Lizzies in this world to be
I know. It's not right.
I think that it's unfair. It's an impossible beauty standard that we put on these Lizzies.
Any Lizzie, any size Lizzie is good. It doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
Cleft palate Lizzie. Fucking club foot Lizzie. Whatever you want. Whatever size.
Well, quickly, I know we did this before, but will you tell people why you like Thin Lizzy?
Yes.
Since you're gonna have
I
to
just
leave
love
soon.
Thin Lizzy. I've always listened to them, but in the quarantine, I had a lot of time to go down some rabbit holes, get some obsessions going. So I just started going in on Thin Lizzy. I was watching all their videos, mm-hmm. documentaries, reading books. I learned a lot about them. I thought they were just an old American rock band.
I love that you almost did it again.
I didn't do it.
So in the first recording.
No. American band. I found out they're Irish.
Yes. Yes.
Mm-hmm. And I didn't know the lead singer was black because all the pictures you see in the t-shirts, they're all black and white, so right. you can't tell. But yes. So Phil Lynott was a black man, one of like three black men in Ireland mm-hmm. at the time. Mm-hmm. Pretty mm-hmm. incredible. Very His cool. mom was a nun
mm-hmm. That's
and wild. Had a missionary trip, made love to a man who was African.
Now, was it missionary style? Got it in again.
No, they said.
What did he, apparently?
They said it was doggy style, but then. But
that's
yeah.
why she got kicked
And she
out.
Spit. She spit the cum in her own pussy.
Oh
that's what
God.
They said. That's what they said in the documentary.
Shut up.
He asked if it was missionary. I'm just telling you what they said. So anyway,
you just lost whoever was going to buy tickets to your damn show.
They weren't going to buy tickets.
Come on. There's some listeners in Chicago.
They've
got a good little Chicago following.
Yeah, come on out. But anyway, yeah, once they saw the baby was black, they separated them.
Mm-hmm.
And then she said, fuck this. She left the nunnery and said, I'm taking my baby and raise this beautiful boy to be a goddamn incredible rock star.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
And now he's the patron saint of Ireland. They've got statues of him.
He's amazing
everywhere.
Voice.
Amazing voice. Amazing talent. They left him off. What was the big farm aid? There's like a farm aid of England.
Oh.
And they left him off and it was furious. And that's when he started. I think that was right before he died because he went on a real heroin bender.
Yeah.
And then he died of a needle infection.
Needle infection.
Because they left him off this damn festival. I'm sure you boys have been there, you know?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, I didn't get Bridgetown one year.
Uh-huh.
And, I did a bunch of crack.
Oh, that's
and,
it. That'll do it.
That'll do it.
That'll do it. None of the variety comics to watch.
Woo,
done.
Baby.
I'm out.
No, that's... that's never. I've accepted. I'll never. Variety is never going to have me, and that's who cares.
It's all right. You know? They want people who are going to quit comedy to be on some show in 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
We're real. Mm-hmm. We're the real deal, Tom and Tommy.
Yeah, we're the types who will do this until we die.
Oh yeah,
whiskey bottle in hand.
Mm-hmm. Hopefully, a needle infection. Like yeah, boy.
Some kind of infection.
Oh, there's gonna be an infection involved.
Just a very curable infection.
Very treatable, yeah.
Just no,
you just don't. We just don't get checked out. I'll just wear long sleeves. That's right. I'll take care of it.
Died of a damn ear infection.
My dad's best friend, Dido, died of an ear infection.
Really?
What was his name?
Dido.
Mm-hmm. Did he wave a white flag and surrender?
I don't think he did. He was a big crackhead
was
as
it,
well. That could have been part of it.
Was there some sort of like, Dido died. Oh.
Yes, there was.
Was there something
question?
Like that? Yeah.
Yeah.
Did that happen?
Yeah, there was.
I heard
like
his
that.
Tea has gone cold and he wondered
true.
Why.
Yeah.
Get out
yeah.
of coughing at all.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
Yeah. 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 A lot of that. A lot of that kind of stuff. But he's dead. Rest in peace, Dido.
R.I.P. Dido.
What if Dido's kid was a big fan? we just.
Oh, no. God, I hope not. Well,
it wasn't that Dido. He was a bad man. He was a bad
this
man.
This is the only podcast I can listen to where they don't talk about dad time.
We're sorry.
We're sorry, Dido's son.
I don't think
I
he
had
a son. He had a kid. There was always a baby around his house eating Cheerios off the floor, but I don't think it was his. I don't think it was his.
I wish we
that
had you for longer,
me.
Casey,
because
you say weird
yeah,
shit.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, damn it.
I got a lot of stories.
All right. Let's go ahead and hear a song. You gave us some... Oh, before we listen to music, actually, we do have a voicemail from the owner of the Comedy Attic in beautiful Bloomington,
wow.
Indiana, where I will be January... I believe the dates are 20 and 21, so come then.
A few weeks after your big anniversary.
That's right.
January 6th.
That's of course.
Oh,
of course.
Beautiful.
I know you're in D.C. that weekend.
We're all getting a lot of mileage out of that on stage, I've noticed. Like
uh-huh.
It's such an easy yeah. riff to do. A guy like heckled me in Kansas City. And I was like, oh, I remember. I saw you at January 6th. And then people go nuts.
No,
and it's like, this
it.
Is easy.
I did a show recently. And the host was like, what they did on January 6th wasn't that bad, right? And the whole crowd cheered. And I was like, oh, no. It's not going to go
You're
well for me.
Tyler show, huh?
Yeah. No,
I don't want to see it last name.
I bombed real hard. It was
oh,
bad.
Boy, that's rough. All right. Jared, I talked to him today. I was surprised he came up with this so fast. He has thoughts on Thin Lizzy. I'm curious to hear him. Here's the segment. They went to Jared.
What's up, y'all? It's this week's They Went to Jared. The boys are going to have a guest on appreciating, I hope, Thin Lizzy. So this is really cool because I feel like this is a perfect example of who should be talked about on this podcast in the appreciation, simply because they are criminally underrated. Mm-hmm. Just as an overall band. I know that the average rock and roll fan knows 2-3 of their songs, especially, but there is so much more to this band. And mm-hmm. I sort of famously, I mean, not really, but just, I think I posted about this on Facebook back when I used to actually do that. And I just said something like, you know, I always knew that they were good, but I finally made like a deep dive. And of course, people gave me shit for it. Like, of course they're great, blah, 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 you know? And so I am kind of late to the game as being a like deep fan, but the album Fighting is, I would have a hard time not naming it the most underrated album of all time.
Wow.
It's mm-hmm. that good. And it's start to finish. It's just fantastic. And Rosalie is like legitimately a song that I know I can play like to open a playlist, and it just gets everything going and it's amazing. And they're so obviously they have other good albums, and but not as none to me that are start to finish just amazing like that is. So I really hope that people sort of do what I did and like, yeah, I know a handful of songs, but like actually go and listen to like tracks you never heard of on some of these albums. I mean, this is my biggest beef for the band like Queen is like you have to wade through all this crap. And on an album like Fighting, you don't have to do that. So anyway, I love you guys. Thanks.
All right. Love you, Jerry. I have not ever heard Jared talk about Thin Lizzy, so I wasn't sure what his thoughts were going to be. That's pretty.
That's beautiful.
That's
yeah,
big.
They are super underrated, I think. Yeah, people know the boys are back in town,
yeah.
Which sounds like kind of a novelty song almost.
Sure. See, I still think it fucking goes, though.
Yeah, yeah.
Even as far as, like, there was another novelty song, The Whiskey Jar, I think it's called.
Whiskey in a Jar. But that's like a like an old Irish song that's been played throughout centuries, so it's kind of a big deal that they cover that.
Yeah.
So it sounds like a novelty song, but they're kind of honoring their heritage,
mm-hmm.
Which Metallica also played for some reason. But yeah, no, that's the thing, is I didn't realize how great they were until I really dove deep and would perform. Watch the performances on YouTube.
That's what I need to do.
I was reading a little profile about the rise and fall of the of Thin Lizzy, and one thing that the writer recommended immediately was a specific concert that you could watch from I think 78, and I watched a few songs. It fucking ruled.
Ooh,
very really? Fun to watch. They did the Cowboy song that you put on this list. That was
a Cowboy song. They've got like all kind of special little moves they do and like shout outs.
Love a special little move.
Oh, I love some moves.
I forget what they are, but it's incredible. they're just a great fucking rock and roll band, and they are fucking supremely underrated.
Yeah. I'm going to play the Cowboy song real fast, but I do want to talk really fast about I found a fun fact about Phil Lynott. He's an Irish rock star.
Mm-hmm.
He does not like Guinness. Did not. Mm-hmm. I mean, he doesn't like anything anymore. He's a dead man. But, he did not like Guinness. His favorite tipple was Smittix, a red ale style beer brewed in Kilkenny. I've had that, and I think he's fucking wrong.
No,
he deserved to die.
I like Smittix. I think, I was arguing with you guys, but I don't like Guinness that much either.
See,
I think
I
it tastes like fucking
Guinness.
Dirt like water.
I love dirt water.
First of all, very, very low alcohol.
That's what I like about it. Low calorie,
like,
too.
But it's like heavy. So you just gotta, it's like fucking drinking a loaf of bread.
It looks like it's heavy.
It looks heavy, but it's actually light.
It just doesn't do a lot for me. I gotta agree.
It's lower calorie than these High Lifes here.
That's fine. I don't care about calories. I got fast metabolism.
Lucky you, man.
And Casey.
That's right. Now it's all, by the way, I accidentally typed in Thin Lizzo when I was trying to type in Thin Lizzy.
Oh,
and these pictures are crazy. Yes. No, I'm kidding.
That's a lot.
Oh, boy. Anyways, let's hear this Cowboy song because it is very sick and it was on your. Oh, wait, we were going to listen to Dance in the Moonlight before my shit all got fucked up. So let's go ahead and listen to that. It's 3 o'clock in the morning, and I'm on the streets again. I disobeyed another warning. I should have been in my tent. Now I won't get out till Sunday. I'll have to say I stayed with friends. Oh, but it's a habit worth forming if it means to justify the end. Dancing in the moonlight. Baby.
That song fucking rules.
Very cool.
Everything loves your song rules. Casey has to go. Casey, will you give us some final thoughts before you go?
Just buddies, I love you so much. I love Thin Lizzy. Watch their concerts online. Long live Phil. I might get a Phil tattoo.
Oh,
if anybody
shit.
Has any drawings or anything.
That's a good idea.
Send them
I
way.
Thought you just meant the name Phil.
Just
then
Phil.
If
it could be for anyone.
If he retroactively gets canceled or something, you could make it like about Phil Rosenthal.
I mean,
Phil
Donahue.
Yeah,
Phil Donahue.
Yeah, you just had somebody feed.
But yeah, I love this band. I love this you boys.
Yo,
I love this podcast. And I love Chicago. And I'll be there tomorrow and Friday. Buy
his
tickets.
First trip.
Lincoln Lodge.
See him.
All right. Goodbye, everybody.
Bye, Casey.
Bye, Casey. Thanks for coming.
I'm just listening to that little bit of that song, which I do know and I love, like Casey. But
yes,
it is a band. I wish I had already been watching their YouTube shit all the time because they fucking rule. Every song I hear by Thin Lizzy, I like, and they are just so cool, and they all sound good. I do think before we go, we should. Say why Casey is leaving because it's very funny.
Oh, yeah. He's heading to a wrestling event.
So he's heading to a wrestling event, but what happened was we had texted him earlier today and we asked if we could do it at 5 and he said he has to leave around 5 so we could do it at 4. I said, okay, I was doing this rehearsal thing. I said, we could do it 4. I was done at 3:45. He ended up picking me up at 4:30 because he forgot where he parked his car.
He was in a dude, where's my car situation. And he had no friend to say, dude, where's my car? It was all on his own.
Well, it's not our fault because based on when I was ready, we could have started at 4. Yes. And
then we wouldn't have these computer problems, of course.
That messed everything up too. But yeah.
We could have, we still would have had time.
I know. It's just, we could have, I mean, based on when he's leaving now.
Yeah.
But I think the listeners would find this fun. That during the break, he got a text from someone that was outside of his house waiting for him to drive them to the wrestling match. And he lives about a 20-minute drive away.
Yeah, it's not that close. And he was like, yeah, I'll be there soon.
He said, I'll be there soon.
That was 20 minutes ago.
And we did 20 minutes of podcasting. So
that's so funny.
This could not have gone worse for old Case.
But no.
Mostly his fault. So
yes. We should let's take a quick break so I can save this so we don't lose it again, just in case. We'll be right back with more Thin Lizzy.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
All right, we're back with more Thin Lizzy talk without the very guest who was here to defend them. But I listened to the music and I read some stuff. It's it was fun stuff. I looked up Thin Lizzy controversy and there was some fun stuff in here. There was a thing about how it sounds like, I think Casey covered this a little bit, but Phil Lynott had to rise above racism a lot. Also, we should say, no, we don't have to go back for the normal thing that he said.
It was a slip
up.
Of the tongue.
It was slip.
Casey's like, I didn't realize he was black. I thought he was just a normal.
I thought they were just a normal band. Normal rock band.
So he showed his whole ass.
He did. He did show his whole ass. That's for sure. Anyways, I thought we might have just got a text from him being like, I'm standing outside your apartment.
Please don't say the normal thing.
Ooh, the song that saved Thin Lizzy from being fired. I'm curious about a lot of these. This is
so they were on Celebrity Apprentice, and they said, "Donald, please stay."
And he was like, "You," and then he choked, and then he was so embarrassed he pretended it was on purpose. In 1972, Whiskey in the Jar landed Thin Lizzy in a monumental hit in their native Ireland, and whilst it traveled just fine, it was rubbing shoulders with strong international competition. Whilst the Watergate scandal may have been stealing all the headlines, and terrorism tragically crept into the sport at the Munich Olympics,
yes,
the musical world was entering its most diverse chapter. In fact, it spun. Oh no, 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 no! Stop! These ads are killing me. God damn it! I'm. Do I just bail on this? This sucks. This website is brutal. It says, in fact, I'm just going to try to skip to the part where it's about the them losing their thing. The Boys Are Back in Town was the first single, and the rest, as they say, is history. Oh, this is from Jailbreak, being their make or break moment. The band was so used to chart failure that the success of such an eponymous rock hit took the band by surprise. As guitarist Scott Gorham told Classic Rock, "We were playing in some club in the U.S. when our manager came in and said, 'Well, looks like we've got a hit.' We were like, 'Which song?' Seriously, we didn't have any idea which song it was that had taken off for us." Before adding, "To tell you the truth, we weren't initially going to put out The Boys Are Back in Town on the Jailbreak album at all. Back then, you picked 10 songs and went with those because of some restrictions on time restrictions on vinyl. They recorded 15 songs, and that one was not one of them." Wow, that's crazy. Wow. The management said that. By the way, I was reading about Gorham. He was the American, and they called him good looking. And if you look at a picture of the band, I mean, Phil is a handsome guy. He's very like, he's very charismatic, and he has a very cool look to him. But yeah, the others are a little goofy looking, and so it makes sense.
I do keep waiting for the moment when we're doing this podcast and someone bursts in the door and says, "Boys, you've got a hit." You say, "Which episode?"
It was the Ronan one.
That can't be right.
No, we weren't even going to air that one. Anyways, when I looked up the controversy thing, I did find one funny quote that... tickled me. I gotta find.
While you're looking, dude, someone must have done this joke before. I bet this was like a hack joke back in the day. But tonight there's gonna be a jailbreak somewhere in this town. Probably the prison. Huh?
Yeah, I would imagine. I think you got to take that to the stage.
I got to take that to the time machine
somewhere in town. I gotta find it. It was about the fortunate soldier. No, it's not that one. It's a quote where it's just a very funny, like, self-reflective thing, but then the way he puts things is crass. Oh yeah, okay. So it says this is about, where is this? It doesn't matter. It says most of the songs had been worked out before they got to Toronto. Now reaching the peak of his songwriting prowess, Lynott came up with some of his best material, not least album opener Soldier of Fortune. It boasts a spacey Pink Floyd faded in intro and a quick lock into deep grooves. Gorham doing a fine job of twinning his own guitars with Lynott in full-on storytelling mode. "I started off writing the song to put down mercenaries," he explained at the time, saying how disgusting it was going off and becoming a trained killer. "Then as I started to write these lyrics, I began to realize that everybody has a little bit of mercenary blood in them.
Whoa.
You know, like sometimes I'm real brutal with chicks. Just just go after them, get what I want and say, see you later. Everything I do and say is just to get what I want." So at the end of the day, I had to say, "I am a soldier of fortune." So it wasn't as heavy as it was initially intended to be because I looked more into it. It wasn't a simple question of black and white. It's not the best way to talk about people.
No.
To say, it's funny, like, this was in the 70s, and to just go, "I was, sometimes I'm real brutal with chicks."
Yeah, you don't understand that.
God, Phil. Somebody feed Phil. Have a Snickers, Phil. Don't be brutal.
First time I ever watched that show was at your bachelor party.
Is that true?
Because Trey and I watched the New Orleans episode.
Oh, while we were in New Orleans. You know, I've never watched that show, but
it was enjoyable.
He came on back when I was on the radio. He came on to promote it, and he was talking about it.
Oh, nice. Yeah,
he's an interesting guy. Creator of Everybody Loves Raymond.
Yeah,
pretty shocking stuff. Anyway, that's enough about Somebody Feed Phil. we're here to talk about Thin Lizzy's Phil. And, man, that Guinness fact really pissed me off. Phil Lynott was briefly in Skid Row. That's where he first met Gary Moore. That's pretty interesting. Okay. A statue of Phil Lynott was put up in Grafton Street in Dublin in 2005.
That's nice.
Yeah, you good know, for him.
Makes you feel less bad about the Irish racism.
Yeah. as long as it's not, like, a statue they put up just to, like, throw stuff at. You know how they do that. Oh, I'm thinking of a pinata. Sorry. let's listen to some more music. We should get toward the end of this part and get to the peanut gallery. See what people who know this band better have to say. You know. So the next song is called Cowboy Song.
I am just a cowboy.
I was looking back through our text thread with Casey. I forgot. So, also, on top of everything, he sent us three songs instead of four, but then he asked if he could do laundry here right afterwards.
He did ask if he could do laundry.
He was like, I only have like 40 minutes to begin with.
It made no sense. Yeah. He said he had stuff he needed to wash tonight.
For his trip. Yeah.
Go see him in Chicago. My man is fucked up.
He's on some other shit.
He's going through something, clearly.
That just cracked me up. In retrospect, reading that he needed to do laundry. He was on a tight fucking schedule today. I mean, in full fairness, we did ask him to do the show today. So
of course, yeah.
This is, you know, where our hands are not clean, but they are certainly not as dirty as Casey's laundry that he apparently had in his car. There you go.
The only thing I'm bummed about is that we didn't know this topic further ahead of time, because I'm getting mad I haven't spent more time listening to Thin Lizzy and watching their videos, because I like every song I hear by them.
I know.
And I have an Irish heritage. I think they're really cool, and I might have to do it after.
This seems like a band we should maybe do again, even because of getting shortchanged here. So I'm not even going to bother with going too much deeper in facts. I think we should give them a second episode.
Yeah.
But let's go ahead and hear Cowboy Song rules, by the way. That's that's the video I watched. It's very cool. And the last song he gave us was Jailbreak, and Tommy's classic comedy stylings will lead us into that. Go ahead and tell the joke again. Fuck it.
Y'all hear this Thin Lizzy?
Why isn't it Thin Lizzy?
Thin Lizzy.
All right. Here's Jailbreak.
Life is gonna be a jailbreak. So many of the time.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Cool ass song. Similar to Thin Lizzy's hit, The Boys Are Back in Town, this song finds the band singing about the hell and unrest they are about to cause this particular evening. What a lame ass way to put it. Song was used in which movie, Tommy? In a scene where one of the characters escapes from the boarding school his mother had taken him to and heads for a concert.
Oh my God. Can I get one more hint?
The band that this character is going to see often wears makeup and has goofy tongues.
Going to a Kiss concert.
Could be.
I don't think I'm going to get
it. It's Detroit Rock City.
No, I've never seen that.
Yeah, I saw that movie a long time ago.
It must have been in something else.
Yeah, you know what? This was used in a 2017 commercial for Sonos Home Audio Equipment.
Yes, of course.
You know.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it should have been using that damn commercial for the show Prison Break.
That would have been fucked up. Anyways,
it actually, if I was watching that show and they played that song, I'd get pissed off.
Yeah, yeah, they don't like what's going down. Well, too fucking bad. It's gonna happen. It's good entertainment. I think I watched a couple episodes of Jailbreak. Now that I
Prison Break, yeah.
Prison Break. No, I watched the wrong thing. No, I think I did watch a couple. That was back when I would watch shit like that. I'm pretty sure.
I just remember because it was at the same time as 24.
Yes.
And it was like they were. It was like, if you like 24, what if a guy tattooed a prison on his back, like the
right.
prison blueprint?
Mm-hmm.
And you were supposed to go like, oh my God.
Yeah. And I did. Yeah, I know that I was like, oh, this looks cool as hell. Yeah. But I don't remember. I think that's of a type of television that's so bland that I might have forgotten watching it.
Well, it doesn't exist now for people our age, you know, yeah. because anything in that like thriller or whatever, we're watching like an HBO show or like a streaming show. But the network thriller is not something that...
Yeah, what? I mean, there is shit on. Like, I'll see...
Oh, for sure, yeah. They still exist.
They still have, like, CSI and, like... Yeah. I just don't even know what the... I would not know. If I turned on CBS tonight, I don't think I would know what was on.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't think I would recognize the shows, which is fucked up. Guys, support CBS. Casey Bames, Selengo.
My buddy Les Moonves used to work there. I don't know if he's still around. But.
Yeah, he was a good guy. That's all I remember.
Messy.
Ooh, the Moon Man. all right, let's get to let's get to the listeners of this show. They have thoughts. Let's hear them. We get some new Patreon people today on this very day, as it were, too. Madeline Morix. I hope I said that right. Welcome aboard, Madeline. And Alex Kinsman. You're a kinsman to us, Alex. Welcome to the Patreon. We're happy to have you. Let's get to these comments. So the first one is from Joey Yates, who says White Reaper and Sheer Mag are two modern bands that play really rad Thin Lizzy inspired lead guitar monies. Guitar monies. I've never seen that used before. I like that.
Like harmonies.
Yeah. Both are worth checking out, and it's one of my favorite guitar tricks when a band pulls it off well. So supposedly, Thin Lizzy, the reason they have two guitarists is that their old guitarist drunkenly walked off stage and never came back to the band. And Phil was like, I don't want to risk that happening again. So they got two guitarists.
That's awesome.
That's what the story I read was, at least. Nick C says, I saw Sheer Mag open up for Pup. And they fucking ruled. A great wreck. That was in response to Joey.
I was mad. I just missed a Sheer Mag. Just played for free. And I missed
it. Oh, shit.
Because I was out of town. That's sad.
That's fucked up. JV with a long one here says, legitimately one of the greatest bands of all time. I don't know how someone could narrow it down to four songs. Well, Casey did three.
I think Boys Are Back in Town is an honorary point.
Yeah,
And I also think we forgot to play Danced in the Moonlight on the new recording.
No, we played it as he was leaving.
Oh, okay.
That, we played it right before he left. That was when he tried to leave right as we started it. Yeah, and I was like, you got to say bye. Anyways, their catalog is so dense and fantastic, from the earlier Celtic folk-inspired work of their first few records, which are largely underrated and fantastic in their own right, to the twin guitar magic they are so well known for, to the borderline Motorhead sound of their final record, Thunder and Lightning. The ratio of hits to misses is extremely in favor of hits. I could gush about this band for hours, and I have, and I will again, so I'll keep it brief here. Phil Lynott is one of the greatest songwriters of all time, and his death still feels like a massive loss. Black Rose is one of the best records ever committed to tape, and I highly recommend checking out the song Here I Go Again, which is one of their earlier folk era B-sides, and one of my personal favorite songs. Has a tremendous melancholic chorus and a particularly great opening lyric. Big props to Casey and the Horse Piss Squadron for covering these dudes. To anyone who hasn't cracked into their catalog, I am jealous for all of you that have yet to experience for the first time. Hey, that's a great, great writing. Oh, there's more here from JV. Oh, definitely big Thin Lizzy riffs from both these bands. That's a comment on the two wrecks from earlier. Nick C comes back in and says, love Thin Lizzy, so glad you're doing them. I know Tommy gets excited every time he hears the cowboy song line, I got my job busting broncos for the rodeo. Buddy, that doesn't mean what you think it means. Mike P says, Jailbreak is the best ever album about breaking out of space jail. My friend's band dressed up as Thin Lizzy one Halloween and played all their hits. It was awesome, except the one guitarist kept trying to make the term guitarmonies into a joke, and it didn't land. That was a fun night. That's weird the guitarmonies came up twice. Anyways. Maybe that's something they say. I don't know.
Yeah,
that's got to be something. Did we get anything on the old Twitter?
We did. Very quickly, I just want to read. We got a text from Casey that he felt, he said, sorry for fucking that up, boys.
Of course.
I didn't have time, and I feel like I didn't do the Liz justice. But I think we should have Casey back and do a full episode, because I had so much fun talking about these few songs.
Yeah.
And I want to listen to more of them. So we might do that again. But we did get 4 tweets. Friend of the show, Starless, said, dude, they kick so much ass. But just last night, I found out they're from Ireland, and it blew my goddamn mind. Just last night. That's interesting.
That's wild.
Yeah. Tyler Snodgrass, who has a great country music podcast, said, they rule, great hooks, incredible guitar solos, and the better twin guitar leads than just about anybody. Cowboy Song is an underrated gem.
Damn.
Well, we rated it, bitch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Awesome.
Max Bettman said, legends. Phil was taken far too soon. The greatest band of all time to come out of Ireland. Huey Lewis appearance on Live and Dangerous is rock and roll history.
Oh, shit.
And Garf93 said, always loved the lyric. Oh, wait. This is my exact bit. Proving that it must have been done. He said, always loved the lyric. Tonight there's going to be a jailbreak somewhere in this town. If I had to take a guess where in the town, I would say the jail. So,
that's fucked up.
See you in court.
Oh, you know what? First comment on the Facebook. Nick Lasica says, tonight there's going to be a jailbreak somewhere in this town. It's at the jail. You said as much. You are going to be in a big lawsuit here, brother. God.
I'm like Mind of Mencia. That's what I think his name is.
Yeah. Oh, no. Mr. Mind, please.
All right. Well, I wish I hadn't said that earlier.
No. I'll edit out everybody else saying it.
Oh, good.
It'll be good. Corey Clifford says, one of the best bands ever. Always fun to party to or to drink alone and cry to, a la Borderline and Running Back. Mark Handelman says, I used to cringe at Dancing in the Moonlight, but it might be a top 5 song.
That's a perfect song.
Look, man. Sometimes cringe is good.
I'll admit my own naivete here and say I did not know that was a Thin Lizzy song.
I've
heard that song 300 times.
Yeah.
I did not know it was a Thin Lizzy song.
I did not either. Mandy Lynn says, Cowboy Song is just such an excellent jam. That's true. Thin Lizzy is goat, says Ben Eastman. Homer Shadowheart says, great band all around. A lot of people are into that. Oh, here we go. A lot of people comment. Mitchell Potts says, Thin Lizzy fucking rules. No piece of art has ever made going to a bar and grill sound as cool as the boys are backing down us. That's a great point.
It was funny as you get older, where it's like, tonight's going to be fucking crazy.
Yeah, and it's like we're just drinking.
Gonna have some beers.
Maybe watch the football game. Lose some money gambling. Dylan Fleener says, what did Johnny do to get slapped in the face? If that chick doesn't want to know, we should respect her boundaries. Interesting. I don't know what that's a reference to. Do we listen to that song?
I think that's from Boys Are Back in Town.
Hey, yeah. Johnny, chill, dude. Dan Mendenhall. Yep.
Quickly, the lyrics.
Yeah, yeah.
This is the verse where it says, the time over at Johnny's place, this chick got up and she slapped Johnny's face. Man, we just fell about the place. If that chick don't want to know, forget her.
Damn.
So what did Johnny do? Maybe it's the cultural climate, but I am going to blame Johnny.
Yeah, I feel like I believe that Johnny fucked up.
And they were at his place.
Yeah, so he must have really done something wrong. If I had to guess, I would say he made a G.I. Jane 2 joke. Because that's the only thing I know that gets people slapped in the face in this day and age. Anyways, Dan Mendenhall says, legitimately one of the greatest and most underrated bands of all time. Ben Verbeck, this is a wild one, and he doesn't follow up, so I don't know what this means. And somebody else, Kevin Bannon, comments that he's also curious. But Ben Verbeck says, T-Rex for homophobes.
Whoa.
Now, I'm assuming T-Rex is a band and not the very dinosaur.
I can confirm that, yes. I can definitely confirm that. That was the big thing when the Strokes came out, is the people that were too cool for the Strokes said they were ripping off T-Rex.
Oh, shit. Well, that's fucked up. And I do think that, even though I just heard about this band. I would like to know more about the homophobe thing. I'm assuming that is a broad stroke. Rafi Williams says the golf montage from the totally flawless and amazing 1990 movie Navy SEALs featured. I've never heard of that movie. And this poster. Oh, it's. Oh, this is crazy. It's Charlie Sheen. I don't know this movie. He says it featured The Boys Are Back in Town, and I can never not think about it when the song comes on. Interesting. All right, I'm gonna read two more here. Jason Goad says they totally smoke. Well, smoking's bad, sir, so I don't know if that's what that means, but he says they totally smoke, especially when they get flying with those double guitar solos going with Scott Gorham and Gary Moore, like on the rocker. Live and Dangerous is one of the best live records of all time. And if you're listening to a Thin Lizzy song with harmonica, the odds are good that it's Huey Lewis playing, as Phil and Huey were tight friends. Phil Lynott's record solo is Soho. Record solo is Soho is highly underrated. Okay. If I had to pick a favorite song, it's probably Emerald. Also, I went through my life pronouncing Phil's last name as Lynott until I was corrected by a very polite Irishman who told me it's pronounced Linnet.
Which is how you pronounced it, yeah.
I feel like I've been saying Lynott this whole time. So
I think Casey said Lynott and you said Linnet, and I was wondering which one was right.
So I defaulted to Casey because he likes the band more.
I abstained from saying the name at all. Yeah.
God damn it,
way
Casey.
To cover my bases.
We should text him that he fucked up again.
Very quick correction of myself, so no one yells at me, is that Oasis is the band that ripped off T-Rex. The Strokes are the band. People say the Strokes ripped off Television. That's what I was thinking.
Okay, well, I do think that as well. I've never heard of Television, but I don't even own a television.
I think at the end of the day, we have to realize Thin Lizzy rules.
Yes.
We should devote more time to them because I think we both, me especially, need to spend more time with them.
Me too.
I loved everything I heard, and I want to talk about them more. So we'll have Casey back on in like a month, and we'll do this again.
We'll do a part two. I don't even want to get dig up more shit because I don't want to waste anything if we're gonna do a part two.
You're gonna end up digging up a T-Rex.
I will say one last thing here. Jeffrey McDonald says my Irish friends pronounce it Tin Lizzy. I don't know if it's really supposed to be that, but I can't hear it any other way now. Also, Linnet was a monster of a bass player. Okay, I agree. Very cool guy. There was a fun story. I'll say one last thing about, because their live shows, apparently they're...
Well, Tin Lizzy is a thing. Tin Lizzy is what they used to call cars.
Oh!
It's like a shitty car is a Tin Lizzy.
So maybe he's got it all wrong.
Yeah.
That would explain why they were always saying Tin Lizzy's out of gas. And he's like, I think they're still pretty good. There was a fun story in one of these profiles I read where their original, I want to say their original guitarist was like not prepared for them. They had never played a live show all together when it was still just a three piece. And immediately Phil and the other guys started jumping around the stage or whatever. And then, but he was like, I didn't know we were supposed to do this shit. And then he was just like in the shadows playing. And then Phil grabbed him and he's like, you don't fucking move out of the lights.
Damn. Yeah,
pretty cool. That would be a cool moment.
Yeah.
Cool moment to see. But then someday he drunkenly just walked off stage, never to return. So
yep, that'll do it.
That's a good moment. I could see that happening at one of our live shows. Just one of us in the middle of choosing which band moves on, we just drunkenly walk away. Well, that's enough of this.
I did look it up to make sure I wasn't making that up. A Tin Lizzy is a term for a small and expensive early automobile, especially a Model T Ford.
Well, there you go. Let's wrap this thing up. Sorry it's a short one. We've been through a lot today. This has been such a production. But thank you to our buddy, Casey James Salengo, for giving us a little bit of time.
Very little bit.
So little. So very little. When we ask for so precious. Little. But go see his ass in Chicago.
Yes.
Hopefully
we
he'll
said
be
this,
there.
Said this.
JK.
Yeah. He might ask you to do laundry. At your truly, Casey and Courtney, two of the funniest people. Like two of our favorite stand-ups.
So good.
You'll have a genuinely truly. Great time if you go to their show. Yeah.
Truly, they're both so goddamn good. I got to see Casey on Sunday and he fucking murdered. Courtney hosted when I did my hour with
Courtney?
The Cellar. Yeah, that's right. You heard it here first, folks. I'm not speaking out of school. They're both. She hosted when I did my hour at the Cellar, and she killed. They're both so goddamn funny.
Yeah.
You're gonna love them, and seeing them both on the same show is gonna be a good time because
fun.
You get to see the material about each other, yes. Which is very funny. I've done that before, and it's very fun to watch. So go check them out. And hey, while you're checking stuff out, why don't you check my ass out in Texas this weekend
in Hustler?
That's right. They finally agreed to put me up. Actually, I found every copy of Hustler in the country and glued pictures of me in there. So check that out. But no, I will be in Austin at Cap City this very weekend. That is the 23rd and 24th in the side room. So come to that. And then I've got a bunch of shit coming up. I'll be in Poughkeepsie for one night. That is October 7th. I'll be in Winnipeg at Rumors the 11th through the 15th. God, that's a long week. And then I'll be in Houston 21st and 22nd. Get tickets. I'm doing my album at the Comedy Fort in November. Also, me and Tim McLaughlin are doing a cross-country road tour. We're stopping in Columbus, Ohio, Chicago, Illinois at the very Lincoln Lodge we just promoted. And some other stops. So check that out.
That's the only time you'll hear the words Tim and cross country in the same sentence.
Yeah, Tim is more of a short distance guy. Tommy, what you got?
I'll be at No Cap City.
No. Why did I agree to go to Cap City?
You're going to be lying your ass off. If you're in New York, I'll be at CYSK on Saturday. One of the best shows.
Yes.
I'm trying to get a new tape, so nice to see some faces in the crowd.
Get a nice little tape. I was just looking at a tape from there today. I'm going to be posting some clips from them actually tomorrow. Guys, get on the Patreon. We love you. All right. We'll see you next week. Keep it crispy. Bye.